Let's rise up on our faith, please. Pick any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and unto the Lord of Lords. The one who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The one who can do all things. Amen.
Amen.
Father,
Baba,
as we enter into the second segment of this program, let anyone whose benefits, virtues, blessings, breakthrough have been caged in the waters, receive their deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat and take our Bibles. God bless you in Jesus' name as you do so. The waters that kill it. The waters that kill it. The waters that kill it. Listen to this short message, which is just scratching the surface of a deep thing in the school of deliverance. The waters that kill it. In 2 Kings chapter 2, I read from verse 19. 2 Kings chapter 2, from verse 19. The waters that kill it. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. If you are there, say yes. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth. The city is looking beautiful. It's looking well set up. But the water is not, and the ground barren. The water is not, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruise.
Put
salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of the waters. And cast the salt in there. And said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. I have healed these waters. Meaning that the water was sick. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. These were not ordinary words. They were words that were highly charged. Because these are words from Prophet
Elijah,
who just a short while ago had received a double portion of Elijah's anointing.
So they're
not ordinary words. The elders of Jericho,
awon agbagba Jericho.
They appeal to Elisha.
Won be Elisha
to do something about the problem of their city.
O ba won wa ko se si isoro ilu awon.
And also the main source of water.
Ati orisun omi ilu won.
The statement of Elisha.
Ore Elisha
was very educative.
O ko la ni loye.
In verse 19.
Ni ese ikokodi ni ogun.
Verse 21.
Ese ikokole logun.
Towards the end of it.
Apa ikeyin re.
Say, I've healed these waters.
Emi se awoto mi wonyi.
There shall not be from thence.
Lati yin lo.
From thence.
Lati yin lo.
Any more death.
Ki yo si iku mo.
No more death from thence.
Ko si iku mo lati ibe lo.
In other words,
o tumo si pe
the power afflicting the inhabitants
agbara tin pon awon olugbe ibe loju
with barrenness and death
pelu iku ati yiyagan
had been coming from the waters
lati inu omi yen ni.
Because it said
nitori oni
you from this water
lati bi ilo
there shall be no more death or barrenness.
Ki yo si iku mo tabi asale.
The powers rending the place barren.
Agbara to so obe di asale.
The powers wasting and killing people there.
Agbara to nfi awon eyan sofo to npa awon eyan nibe
was resident in that water.
Inu omi yen ni npe
it was a water that kill it.
Omi ti npa ni ni.
The water that kill it.
Omi ti npa ni ni.
The water that kill it.
Omi ti npa ni ni.
There are many strange rivers.
Opolopo awon odo ajeji lo wa.
Strange waters around.
Awon omi ajeji lo wa kaakiri.
Some rivers you are not allowed to catch the fish.
Awon omi odo miran won ki je kenikeni pe janu re.
Some you must always worship them.
Omiran dandan ni kon ma bo won.
Some you cannot wash your clothes there.
Omiran on ogbodo fosho nu re.
Strange waters that kill it.
Awon omi ajeji ti npa ni.
That have captured the destiny of so many people.
Ti mu ayan mo opolopo eniyan.
I'm praying this prayer.
O n gba adura yo
for anyone
for any kenny
who can shout the loudest amen
to le se ami to rin le julo
any river in your place of birth
o do ko do ni ilu ta ti bi o
that has caged your virtue
to ti ha asiki
I command the waters to release them now in the name of Jesus release them now release them now release them now release them now in the name of Jesus let your amen roar like thunder. The great apostle
apostle
Babalola when he was around
Babalola nigba to yi wa laye
ministered in a place consistently.
O sise iranse nigba nibi kan lemo lemo
but was not getting results.
Sugbon esi gidi oyo
was surprised.
O wa yale
so he prayed
tori re o lo gbadura
Lord
Oluwa
we're not getting results eh.
A o mare si bi ke.
The Lord told him
Oluwa wa wi fun
you should have asked me.
Wo se ti bi mi tele.
So well, if you want results here, you need to go and confront the strong man controlling this place.
Say,
so Lord, how do I confront the strong man? The Lord said, the strong man is by that river passing by the town. Go there, 12 midnight. Pray.
Badura.
Speak these words.
So
you. And you will be able to confront the strong man.
Osile koju okunrin alagbara na.
These days,
lode oni.
We have plenty of weak ice cream Christianity.
Ani opolopo igbe aye Christianity yoboke ti o lagbara.
Not many people will want to go out at 12 midnight to go and pray by the river.
Sase eyan. Yo fe jade lago meji la oru lo ma gbadura leti odo.
But this man of God went.
Igbo ojise Olorun yi lo.
He stood by the river.
Odu leti odo
did praises and worship.
O kori yin ati ijosi.
And he began to pray.
O si bere si gbadura.
And to ring his bell.
O bere si lu ago re.
All of a sudden,
loji,
there was a rumbling in the waters.
Rogbodiyan ati iro keke ba sele ninu omi.
Serious rumbling in the waters.
Iro keke nla ninu omi na.
And this creature came out.
Eda kan ba jade wa.
It was in the form of a woman.
Ojo obirin
short
oguru
but it had 7 breasts. And all the seven breasts were touching the ground. And this strong man looked at the man of God.
He
said, excuse me. Don't let us fight. You take this part of the town. Let me take this part. You go your way. I go my way. You do your business. I do my business. No need to quarrel. The man of God said, no. I'm not here to negotiate. Jesus died for these people by this side, also by this side. Amen.
Amen.
The strong man got angry. Who do you think you are talking to? What do you mean? I have been here before this river came here. This river met me here. So where were you at that time? Where were you when this river has not started? Where were you when the river even started? And you are talking here. Man of God said, sorry. I don't know where I was. But I know something. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was nothing made that was made. Immediately the man of God pronounced that. The creature fell back into the waters. And there was plenty of blood on top of the water. That was when the gospel could move in that arena. Beloved, there are strange things around us. There are entities, powers that influx the human race from the waters. You would think they are humans. They are not humans. If you still come to this kind of prayer meeting and you are still attending night parties, dance all night at parties, I feel sorry for you. You may be dancing with people from the waters. You are fond of going to prostitute houses. You may be surprised that if you go back there next time, you may not find the lady because she's from the water. There are powers in the waters. This is why I'm praying this prayer again. Anyone whose virtues, blessings, breakthrough is in the arm of a strong man in the waters, recover them now in the name of Jesus. Let your amen dwell on tonight. Elisha said,
Elisha will go
from thence,
that
there shall be no more death. So it was the water that was killing them. It was the water that carried death. Can water carry death? The death the prophet spoke about was not from parasites. Not from guinea worm. Not from germs like bacteria and viruses. If it was, those people would have solved it. The problem was spiritual in origin. This is a strange occurrence. Can physical waters transport spiritual properties? Can they carry spiritual germs a microscope cannot detect?
Can
they carry spiritual poison to the life of
people?
Can they carry powers that afflict people that cannot be seen with the natural
eyes? The answer
is a capital yes. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not.
These
have very serious implications. Implication number one. All waters are not ordinary waters. There are some waters now. Anytime they need blood, somebody will always leave the bridge and drive right into the water. All waters are not mere waters. So the waters may be there to carry out an evil agenda. Implication number two is that the water running through your city, through your premises, through your land, can carry entities detrimental to your destiny. In fact, it is recommended. If you have a farmland, you have a house, is close to a river, make a regular habit of anointing that river. Remember the testimony of that brother who was living in a house, a block of 6 flats. He was a university lecturer.
There were
two other lecturers there. The landlord lived in that block of flats. But this lecturer started coming to the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry program. And from what he was hearing, which was very strange to him, his brain began to work. Beloved, the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. There is a lot of monumental ignorance in Christianity. Plenty of ignorant pastors. The blind trying to lead the blind. So he began to think now for the first time. He noticed,
okay,
see, since everyone moved into that house, those who had cars didn't have cars again. None of their wives delivered any baby. But the wife of landlord was having twins. And they were buying more cars. So this, he began to think. So he called his colleagues, two other lecturers, and said, haven't you noticed that since we got here, things are like this? They laughed. They said, superstition. How can you, a university lecturer, be so superstitious? So he kept quiet. One day he prayed about his situation. And the Lord said, son, the problem is inside the well in the compound. Take a bucket. Anoint the bucket. Put it inside the well. You will see. So he anointed the bucket. He
has,
everybody in the house, they use the water from that well. He anointed his bucket. Put it inside the well. It brought water out.
And
he had inside the bucket. When he will look, there was a live tortoise inside his bucket. Then he looked closely. He found that there was something tied around the tortoise. And he looked closely.
Found
that the names of all the five tenants were written there. He took the tortoise, anointed it, killed it. It was then they could even promote him. There was a well in the compound, but it has water that killed, that demoted, that stagnated. I'm praying for anyone here once again. If your virtue, your blessings, your breakthrough is inside anybody of water, recover them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, woe unto the earth and unto the sea.
But
the devil has come down to you having great wrath. Implication number three is that many waters carry dangerous properties known only to God and the devil. Dangerous
entities.
Implication number four. Physical water
omi tara
can carry spiritual affliction.
O le ru iponju temi.
Implication number five.
Ikaru
physical water
omi tara
can transport agents of physical death.
O le ma gbe awon ojise iku tara kakiri.
Implication number six.
O whatever
waters can be sick and can be healed.
Omi won le saison won si tun le gba iwosan.
This is why I'm praying once again.
Idin niyan ti mo fi n gbadura lekan si.
Every sick water
gbogbo omi to n saison
that anyone has swallowed,
ti eni keni ti mu,
whether when you were a baby,
oya nigba to jo mo
wo adult,
abi nigba to
ti you drank from that sick water,
gbogbo omi ninu omi to n saison na,
vomit them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The reason we are going to deep topics like this
it is having one hour according to Jilevai
is to ensure
that
although they may think they have buried you,
I want to be open,
but you will rise again.
Oh, to be the leper
is to prove to you that your worst can still become your best.
It's
to make you understand that the traitor in your camp can still be disgraced.
It's
to let you know that your confusion can still become your vision. And your mark of distinction can come forth.
It's
to make you know that you can break free from the foundational barriers.
It's
to let you know that your eagle can still fly. And your sun can still shine. And that your God shall fight for you. Ezekiel 29. We are about to pray now. Serious prayers. Serious prayers.
Adura to live.
Ezekiel 29.
We will Ezekiel Oriko Kondinogo.
Verse 3. Ezekiel 29.
Ezekiel Oriko Kondinogo.
Verse 3.
Ezekiel.
Speak and say,
sorrow, yes, we pray.
Thus said the Lord God.
By you know, Lua, Lord, we.
Behold, I'm against thee. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon, that lies in the midst of his rivers, which has said, my river is my home, and I've made it for myself. He said, but I will put hooks in thy jaw.
Èmi ó fi ìwọ̀ kọ́ lé ẹ̀rẹ̀kẹ́.
And I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick unto thy scales.
Èmi ó sì jẹ́ kí ẹja odò rẹ kí ó lẹ̀ mọ́ ìpẹ́ rẹ.
I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers.
Èmi ó sì mú ọ kúrò láàrin odò rẹ.
And all the fish of thy rivers shall stick unto thy scales.
Àti gbogbo ẹja odò rẹ yóò lẹ̀ mọ́ ìpẹ́ rẹ.
And I will lead thee through into the wilderness.
Èmi ó sì sọ ọ́ nù sí agidi.
Thee and all the fish of thy rivers.
Ìwọ àti gbogbo ẹja odò rẹ.
Thou shalt fall upon the open field.
Ìwọ ṣubú ní gbangba oko.
Thou shalt not be brought together.
A kì yóò sì kó ọjọ́.
Not gathered.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni a kì
yóò ṣe ọjọ́. I've given thee for meat to the beasts of the field.
Èmi ti fi ọ ṣe oúnjẹ fún àwọn ẹranko ìgbẹ́.
And to the fowls of the air.
Àti fún àwọn ẹyẹ ojú ọ̀run.
Beloved, there are dragons that lie in the midst of rivers.
Ara àwọn dragoni wà tí ń dùbúlẹ̀ sí àárín àwọn odò.
There is an array of dangerous spirits.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ẹ̀mí tó léwu.
From the waters.
Láti inú àwọn omi.
Harassing mankind.
Ni wọ́n ń dààmú àwọn ènìyàn.
Harassing mankind.
Wọ́n ń dààmú àwọn ọmọ ènìyàn.
And so now.
Nísinsìnyí.
Many things that we're doing.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan tá à ń ṣe.
They are making it look like fish.
Wọ́n ṣe wọ́n kó máa dàbí ẹja bí ẹja.
Some women will dress like fish.
Àwọn obìnrin mìíràn wọ́n á múra wọ́n á jọ ẹja.
Some cars like fish.
Àwọn ọkọ̀ ayọ́kẹ́lẹ̀ mìíràn wọ́n á jọ ẹja.
Some barrels like fish.
Àwọn nǹkan mìíràn wọ́n á jọ ẹja.
There are evil entities from the waters.
Àwọn ẹ̀dá búburú wà láti inú omi.
That are caging men and women day and night.
Tí wọ́n fi àwọn ènìyàn sí ìhámọ́ lọ́sàn-án àti lóru.
Their duty.
Ojúṣe tiwọn.
Is to exchange bodies and spirit with human beings.
Ni láti pààrọ̀ ara àti ẹ̀mí pẹ̀lú àwọn ènìyàn.
Their duties.
Ojúṣe wọn.
Is to prevent mankind from worshiping the true God.
Ni láti má jẹ́ kí àwọn ènìyàn kí wọ́n jọ́sìn fún Ọlọ́run àlàyé.
Their duties.
Ojúṣe wọn.
Is to use all kinds of devices to deceive people.
Ni láti lo àrékérekè onírúurú fi tan àwọn ènìyàn jẹ.
Their duties.
Ojúṣe wọn.
Is to operate false religion and cult.
Ni láti ṣe ẹgbẹ́ òkùnkùn àti àwọn ẹ̀sìn èké.
There are some churches that cannot run unless they are beside water.
Àwọn ìjọ kan wà tí wọn ò ṣe é ṣe láì jẹ́ pé wọ́n bá tẹ̀ wọ́n dó sétí odò.
Unless they are beside waters.
Àfi tán bá wà létí odò.
When these false religions are operating.
Nígbà tí àwọn ẹ̀sìn èké wọ̀nyí bá ń ṣiṣẹ́.
They derive their powers from the water at their backyard.
Odò tó ń bẹ lẹ́kùlé tàbí lẹ́gbẹ́ wọn ni wọ́n ti ń gbagbára.
Always they are going to the stream to baff.
Gbogbo ìgbà ni wọ́n máa lọ sétí odò tó ń ṣàn láti lọ wẹ̀.
Bath in the stream.
Láti lọ wẹ̀ létí
odò. Bath in the stream.
A lọ wẹ̀ létí odò.
They ask you to throw your clothes into the stream.
Wọ́n á ní kó o ju aṣọ rẹ sínú odò.
Their duty.
Ojúṣe wọn.
Is to work their ways into world rulers and authority.
Ni láti ra paláwọlé kí wọ́n wọlé sí àwọn aláṣẹ àgbáyé lára.
Their duties.
Ojúṣe wọn.
Is to crave to subdue God's creation.
Ni láti wá bí wọ́n ti tẹrí àwọn ẹ̀dá tí Ọlọ́run dá.
Their duties.
Ojúṣe wọn.
Is to use varieties of satanic manipulation.
Òun ni láti lo oríṣiríṣi àyíníke sátánì.
To bewitch mankind.
Láti mú kí èèyàn gbàbọ̀dè.
Their duties.
Ojúṣe wọn.
To spread frustrations.
Ni láti mú kí ìtẹ̀bá ọkàn kó kárí.
Their duty.
Ojúṣe wọn.
Is to promote and sponsor sexual immorality in all its ramifications.
Ojúṣe wọn ni láti mú kí ìṣekúṣe ní gbogbo ọ̀nà tó lè fi wáyé kó tàn kálẹ̀.
They create inordinate love for money for in people's hearts.
Wà á mú kí àwọn ènìyàn ní ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ fún owó.
They encourage alcoholism and addictions.
Wà á máa mú kí àwọn ènìyàn di ẹrú àwọn nǹkan àti ìṣe mímu ọtí para.
They crave for human blood.
Wà á máa wá bí wọ́n ti mu ẹ̀jẹ̀ ènìyàn.
In order to drink blood.
Kí wọ́n sì lè mu ẹ̀jẹ̀.
They initiate devices to kill and destroy human life.
Wà á ṣe àgbékalẹ̀ àwọn ètò. Láti pa àti láti ba ayé àwọn ènìyàn jẹ́.
Through accidents.
Nípa ìjàmbá ọkọ̀.
Sicknesses.
Nípa ìrúnrún
sí àìsàn. Human sacrifice.
Fífi àwọn ènìyàn rúbọ.
War.
Àti ogun.
Their duties.
Ojúṣe wọn.
Is to lead human beings to marriage covenants that bind them strongly.
Ni láti fa àwọn ènìyàn wọnú májẹ̀mú ìgbéyàwó tí yóò dè wọ́n gidigidi.
Some tribes.
Nínú àwọn ẹ̀yà mìíràn.
They take their youngest to water to be married to water spirits.
Wọ́n á mú àwọn ọmọ wọn obìnrin lọ sí etí odò láti fi ṣègbéyàwó fún àwọn ẹ̀mí omi.
Such girls never settle down into any marriage.
Irú àwọn ọmọbìnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ kò sí bí wọ́n ṣe lè farabalẹ̀.
Most of the spirit wives, spirit husbands are being controlled from the rivers.
Púpọ̀ nínú àwọn aya ọ̀run ọkọ ọ̀run láti inú omi ni wọ́n ti ń ṣàkóso wọn.
So they are there for terrible agenda.
Nítorí náà iṣẹ́ ẹbí ni wọ́n wà bẹ́ẹ̀ láti ṣe.
How do we deal with this power?
Báwo la ṣe lè borí àwọn agbára yìí?
Number one.
Ohun ìkíní.
Take a comprehensive spiritual insurance over yourself and your belongings.
Gba àbò tó péye sori ara re ati ohun ini re.
Two.
Ikeji.
Surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Fi aye re fun Jesu Kristi Oluwa.
Three.
Iketa.
Speak to the waters.
Ba awon mi soro.
So that they cannot cause disaster for you.
Ki won ma ba fa ijamba ba o.
Four.
Ikerin.
Pray fire down on their thrones and altars.
Pe ina sokale sori awon ite ati pepe won.
Then
leyere.
Silence the voices from the waters.
Pa gbogbo awon to nwa lati do mi
tenwo. Speaking against your destiny.
Awon tin soro lodi sayan mo re.
This is a very serious matter.
Oro to le ni oro yo.
And I want you to take it to your heart.
O si fe ko fi sokan.
Something is about to happen now.
Oh God, if I shall have I.
Close your eyes.
Your seats.
If you are here,
Ubawani,
and you are not born again,
oh, city there to be,
and you have not surrendered your life to Jesus.
So if you are here, every Jesus.
I want to give you the opportunity to do so. Very, very quickly. Before we start praying now. Wherever you are in this auditorium. Or anywhere you are listening to us. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Rise up on your feet and run quickly to this altar.
Or
any of the two altars at the back. Without surrendering your life to Jesus, you cannot defeat any water power. So find a way quickly to this altar at the front here.
Or
any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you.
Jesus Christ,
do so very quickly now. Find a way to the altar. Either the one here.
Oh yeah,
or the two at the back. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Power. Sing it with. The spirit of enough is enough. Only a few minutes to sing the song before we now start our prayers. Thank you, Jesus.
Super blood of Jesus, come and deliver me. Precious blood of Calvary, come and deliver me. Super blood of Jesus,
super blood of Jesus.
Come and deliver me. Oh, hallelujah.
Precious blood of Calvary.
Oh, yes.
Come and deliver
me. Oh, super blood of Jesus.
Super blood of Jesus.
Super blood of Jesus.
Come and deliver me.
Oh, precious blood of Calvary.
Come and deliver me.
Oh, eje to jeje lo. Eje to jeje. Oh, I to be sinner.
I to be sinner.
Oh, yes. 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 Oh, yes, God, I should
Jesus. With a loud voice now, sing this song loud and clear.
Pẹ̀lú owó kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ orin ìlóhùn rárá.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ìṣeun Jésù.
Unto thee, O Lord.
Unto thee, O Lord.
You are
my soul. Unto thee, O Lord. Say it loud and clear. Marine bankers, you are a liar. Death! In the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Every arrow from the marine kingdom, working against my life, backfire in the name of.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, by Jesus,
every covenant with the waters, break in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I stand here as your servant. Your word says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. I decree by the decree of heaven's name, at every robbery carried out by the waters against anyone here, against anyone listening to us, I reverse the robbery now. In the name of Jesus, possess your possession. The one from the waters, possess them, 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 possess them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. Perfect silence. Please, don't say anything. Father,
Baba,
anyone here whose mother or father has covenanted them to the waters, anyone here that Olokun spirit, Yemoja spirit, Mami Water spirit is controlling their destiny. Anyone here, their ear is inside the water, placenta is inside the water, blessings are inside the water. Whenever such people are, let your liquid fire begin to fall upon such persons, and let this yoke begin to break.
In the name of Jesus.
Your correct life that has been stolen by the waters, recover them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
O seu Jesus.
Make sure you take this paper home.
Within
11 and 12 tonight, pray the prayers of the deliverance from the waters. This is to carry the anointing to your house. If this month is about the point to us at the frontier, Father, we pray for your people here who are celebrating their birthday today.
On
this month, let your blessing overshadow their lives. Bless them to dumbfound the grave. If you tarry in your coming, let next year's birthday be a bigger bundle of testimonies for them. In the name of Jesus.
I
always celebrate wedding anniversary and all kinds of anniversary this month. Let your overshadowing presence be upon their lives. In the name of
Jesus.
Bring out your prayer letter now. And point the prayer letter at this altar. And let your amen roar like thunder. Father, every prayer request written on these letters, let them become testimonies in the name of Jesus. He who is able to answer much more exceedingly abundantly than we think or ask.
Ẹni tó lágbára láti dáhùn ju bá ti
lè. Will answer you by fire in the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion.
Olúwa yóò kúkú fún yín láti.
Make his face to shine upon you.
Yóò kúkú ojú rẹ mọ́lẹ̀.
And be gracious unto you.
Yóò ti ṣàánú fún yín.
Your going, your coming, shall be blessings.
Àlọ́ àti àbọ̀yín.
No evil shall befall you.
Búburú kan kì yóò
súnmọ́. Never shall any plague move near your camp.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni àjàkálẹ̀ àrùn kì yóò súnmọ́ àgọ́ yín.
He that keepeth Israel that shall neither stumble nor sleep shall be your rock and your shield.
Ẹni tí ń pa Israẹli wọ́n ti kí Yisú.
I laminate you and your family with the blood of Jesus.
Ẹ̀jẹ̀ ti ku ẹ̀yin àti ìdílé yín.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Àdúpẹ́ bàbá wọ̀ ọ́rọ̀.
All firstborns bring your anointing oil to the next power must change your service.
Ní agbára gbọ́dọ̀ pàrọ̀ owó oṣù tó ń bọ̀ gbogbo ẹ̀yin àkọ́bí ọmọ ẹ̀mú òróró ó lè fi yín dání wá o.
Thank you, Jesus.
O ṣeun Jesus.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Ẹ ká jùmọ̀ ṣe rọ̀fẹ́. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 glorious hallelujah.